All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. New York has become known for its tech scene during Mayor Michael Bloomberg's final years in office. Big firms are hiring, and sometimes it seems like everyone has a startup. Now some techies want to leverage their growing ranks to help decide who will lead the city next. But as WNYC's Anna Sale reports, it's unclear how much influence they'll actually have.
When you're making a play for attention during campaign season, the first thing you've got to show is the ability to turn out numbers. That, New York's tech community has down. Once a month, hundreds of tech enthusiasts gather to check out product demos at the New York Tech Meetup. It's part show and tell, part networking, and this year, a potential political lobby, as Executive Director Jessica Lawrence told the crowd.
Also, you may have seen that we recently announced a goal of ours to help elevate a policy conversation in the city as we approach the 2013 citywide elections.
As usual, the meetup was sold out. The group's email membership has doubled in the last year and a half to 30,000 people. The group's chairman, Andrew Ashe, says politicians should be paying attention.
Unions are still important. Political clubs are important. The endorsement of the New York Times and the major newspapers are important. But a hyper-connected citizenry of New York is also important, and hopefully the mayoral candidates will recognize that. And if they don't, we'll make sure that they do.
When the tech community is motivated, it can win. Congress considered anti-piracy legislation last year. The tech community didn't like it, and thousands protested in New York, and the bills died. The mayor's race hasn't caught on in the same way. Less than 200 people have voted on the tech meetup's online policy agenda. That list includes citywide broadband, more subsidized office space, immigration reform, and more access to city data. But to technology entrepreneur Art Chang, who sits on the city's campaign finance board, it's not coherent enough.
Some of the candidates may find some frustration in trying to pin down exactly who these folks are that they're trying to engage with.
In Silicon Valley, it took decades for tech interests to throw their weight around in local politics. And in New York, Chang says it's not clear what campaigns will get from aligning themselves with tech.
Because there aren't established lobbying groups, there are some spokespeople, but it's not clear in how much they represent, you know, a kind of a voting bloc that can help benefit their electoral prospects.
Still, the industry is definitely commanding a new audience.
Suddenly, there's much more attention on the nerds.
Scott Anderson co-founded the tech consulting firm Control Group 12 years ago. This last year has been very different.
I'm going to more business breakfasts than I've ever gone to in my life. That's been fun, though. It's part of hacking the system, you know, figuring out that my voice in particular and the voice of the tech community in general are welcome at the table now, whereas, you know, used to think that's where your father sits.
It's helped him home some pragmatic proposals, like updating city procurement rules so small local tech firms have a better shot at city contracts. And he's paying attention to candidates.
This past year, I went to my first mayoral fundraiser.
It was for Christine Quinn. Of all the mayoral candidates, she's raised the most from employees of city tech firms. But it's not a lot overall. Tech workers have given just over $138,000 to non-council candidates. That's dwarfed by donations from real estate, finance, and law. Of course, until recently, there haven't been incentives for tech to do a lot because they already have an ardent advocate in the mayor's office.
The mayor gets it. And we have an animated GIF on the site showing just how much the mayor gets it. You don't know what an animated GIF is.
That was John Steinberg, president of the digital media company BuzzFeed, at a press conference announcing Bloomberg's latest PR push for city tech jobs.
He understands technology, he understands what it takes to build a company. It's actually part of the post that we did for him for the campaign, but you know, he's one of few mayors that's built a technology company, probably in the world of that scale.
So I asked him, with Bloomberg leaving, is he getting involved to make sure the next mayor is as tech-friendly?
You know what? I spend so much time thinking about our business that I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that, I'll be honest with you.
That's the downside of relying on a booming industry to build a movement. Without a candidate to galvanize them, they could just be too busy. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.
So politicians are getting more and more dependent on Facebook, texting, and other digital tools to get their message out and win campaigns. President Obama used the internet to mobilize his supporters in 2008 and 2012. But what about local politicians? Ben Coffey Clark is a digital strategist at Bully Pulpit Interactive. He worked on the president's campaign and Rahm Emanuel's successful run for mayor in Chicago. Hi, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
How do you precisely target a specific voter in a specific precinct, as a local politician needs to do?
If you've figured out who your audience is, let's say 18 to 30-year-old male, there are, I don't want to say in infinite ways, but whether it's Facebook, whether it's through Google and their search or display advertising network, or whether it's through a host of other ad networks or technologies, you can target that demographic with a certain set of messages that are maybe different than someone who has a computer, lives in the same household and is right next to them, but is a different demographic. Maybe they're a woman over 45.
So maybe you know that when this guy logs into his Facebook profile, you know a lot about him, and so you can make sure that you get the right ad in front of him at the right time.
That's right. We can do targeting from a digital perspective, not based on a person's name, but on attributes that they've decided to share with the internet or certain behavior or IP address.
Coming up 2016, you know, with this four-year cycle, what do you think is going to be the major theme when it comes to digital strategy?
Yeah, well, in 2004, I think we thought about the internet as a primary place to raise millions of dollars online from grassroots supporters. 2008, people talked about the power of social media and just digital in general to turn out your voters who supported you. I think we're still in the middle of telling the story about 2012, where we were actually able to convince voters that President Obama was the right candidate for them. And in the next, you know, cycle, like I think it's going to be mobile and doing all of those things I just described on mobile, just the same way the tech and Silicon Valley sector sees a trend of mobile growth. That's a great way they can help politics is help politics figure out the world of mobile as more people use smartphones.
Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Ben Coffey Clark is a digital strategist at Bully Pulpit Interactive. How important is it to you that our next mayor continue to prioritize the tech sector? Or do you think other issues need top billing? Talk to us on Twitter at New Tech City or go to our website. And don't forget to get our show for free on iTunes. I'm Anusha Marodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.